This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Now, Richland is placing a stronger focus on mental health. This past Monday and Tuesday, the college moved forward in its partnership with the Jed Foundation and held a Fresh Check Day to better support the emotional well-being of students. Richland started this four-year partnership with the Jed Foundation in February to create a more supportive environment for students. The Illinois Department of Employment Security has announced the state has been awarded a $6.8 million equity grant from the U.S. Department of Labor. The grant will allow IDES to better understand and address equity gaps within the state's unemployment insurance system. The unemployment rate decreased in all 14 Illinois metro areas in August. That, according to preliminary data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics and the State Department of Employment Security, the total number of non-farm jobs in the Decatur area increased by 600 compared to the same time last year. Don't forget NowDecatur.com.
Fiona's battering Bermuda. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but it's not a direct hit rushing by the island.
155 miles to the northwest. It's already past the island, and we have seen 93, 94 mile an hour gusts. That's category 2 strength.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray is in the middle of it in Bermuda.
People have been hunkering down for the past 24 hours, residents and visitors, and we're just going to ride this out the next few hours.
Fiona's a category 3 hurricane in the Atlantic now with 125 mile an hour winds on its way to Canada this weekend that did deadly damage in the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, where there was bad flooding, hundreds of thousands still without power or water service. President Biden tells Puerto Rico's governor,
"We'll do everything we can to meet the urgent needs you have, and we know they're real and they're significant."
In Ryan, parts of Ukraine where Russian forces have taken over, they're voting by referendum today, asking people if they want to become part of Russia. It's expected to be a victory for Russia, and it's called a sham vote by Ukraine's president and the U.S. House Democrats, with some Republican support, passed 4 bills addressing public safety, providing millions in funding for law enforcement training and technology. But they do not ban police chokeholds like prior legislation or limit immunity for police from prosecution for misconduct.
The bills approved after negotiations with progressive Democrats who called for language dealing with police accountability. However, they're unlikely to clear the Senate and become law, with Republicans suggesting they're a campaign stunt ahead of the midterm elections.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, a condemned killer, will wake up today in Alabama. The reason that's news, Alan Miller was supposed to be dead. The state tried to kill him last night, but
the execution team had trouble accessing Miller's veins for a lethal injection. With just 30 minutes remaining on Miller's death warrant, they decided to call off the procedure.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Miller had murdered 3 people in a 1999 workplace shooting. America's listening to Fox News.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. 'Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash. So I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
From the very beginning, and every workday since, at every shift, and every individual effort, we carry a common purpose, a common cause. It's a duty we proudly honor, knowing behind every product we build is your faith in us. Dedicated to the craft of gun making. Dedicated to your freedom, equality, security, and the promise of this great country. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. Learn more at smith-wesson.com.
Alex Jones will keep testifying today at a trial in Connecticut to decide how much more in damages the controversial radio and internet show host should pay for declaring the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School that left 26 students and teachers dead as a hoax.
The attorney for the 15 plaintiffs, Chris Maddy, played a clip of Robbie Parker sobbing on television the day after he lost his daughter in the Sandy Hook shooting and asked Jones if he put a target on the backs of the victims' families with his rhetoric.
These are real people. You know, Mr. Jones, I think you just told me to move on.
Just like all the Iraqis, but you liberals kill and love. It's just, you're unbelievable. You switch on emotions on and off when you want. It's just ambulance chasing.
At one point, the judge raised her voice at Jones' attorney and admonished Jones to stop speaking when his attorney raises an objection. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, more selling is in store. Dow futures are down well over 300 points, triple the size of yesterday's Dow drop. On Thursday night football, the Steelers tried a last-second comeback.
It's the old Stanford band play back at the four-yard line. Into the end zone it goes, and the Browns are going to recover there.
The Browns ended up winning 29-17 on Amazon Prime Video. Cleveland beating Pittsburgh to kick off week three of the NFL season. In baseball, the New York Yankees clinched a playoff berth with a walk-off win against the Boston Red Sox. Aaron Judge did not hit a home run. He remains one shy of Roger Maris's American League record of 61 homers in the season. An NBA coach has been sidelined.
Who led the Celtics to the NBA Finals last season in his first year as head coach has been suspended for the entire upcoming season for a violation of team policies. ESPN reported earlier in the day that the suspension is the result of Udoka having an intimate relationship with a Celtics staff member.
That's Eric Messersmith. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, First Mid Insurance.
Taking a look at your News Channel 20 storm team forecast today, we've got a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 64 degrees. Then for tonight, 40% chance of seeing some showers after 11 p.m. Cloudy and highs, or lows rather, around 64, 54. Then for your Saturday, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny, highs near 80 degrees. Sunday, more sunshine, highs near 74 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 47 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, September 23rd edition of Byers & Company. We'll check in with DPS, the Brinkhouser Home Highlight, Mark Topper. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Morning and howdy do. It feels like an animal encounter Friday. Why do I say that? I got a text and a video. Have you ever seen an alligator in a water park? I mean, outside of like some sort of movie.
I don't think so.
Let me turn down the volume here. This would be the alligator from Scoville Zoo enjoying Splash Cove.
Oh, that's so cute.
Cute?
Yeah, is he supposed to be there?
Well, he didn't escape his enclosure at Scoville, make his way all the way to
Splash Cove.
Look at him. He's just sort of enjoying a little bit of activity as everyone else did, you know, Memorial Day to Labor Day.
And now it's his turn.
Yeah.
Or her turn. I don't know.
The 12-foot-long reptile took a day-long trip over to Splash Cove to enjoy a little pool time. And it was sort of a respite, a getaway from his enclosure, and a chance to sort of get out into the world. Now, you know, I wonder about the chlorinated water. I don't know, like they've been closed, you know, since Labor Day, so I don't know what that water even. I mean, I don't know what it even is like, right?
Yeah, maybe they just, you know, don't chlorinate it as much, and I don't know. I really don't know. I know zero about like pools. Very little, like how to balance all of that stuff. So, and I especially don't know what alligators or crocodiles can swim in.
Water, yeah. Generally speaking. And then I got in today after watching that video, and I got an invitation to the Aikman Wildlife Adventure, a toast to wildlife, which is an event they have in November. Supports the animals down there, which are plentiful. And although I don't believe they have an alligator, they have all kinds of other stuff. And, I don't even know what this event is. I'm assuming it's some sort of, eight people for $500 or, a banquet of $75 per person. And that is a great place if you haven't been there. The old Rock Home, gardens.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And then you have the drive-through experience, or you can have kind of more of a one-on-one experience. It's cool.
At 5 p.m., there are encounters, whatever that means. There's a cash bar and a silent auction, then a dinner catered by Yoder's Kitchen. So you get a little bit of the Amish, sort of, I'm assuming, past the bull kind of thing. And then there is a live auction after that. That comes up on November 4th. So kind of interested in that to see how that works. We have a big weekend, a lot of activities, a lot of events that are going on Saturday and Sunday here in town. And we'll give you all the details about that coming up here in just a little bit. Let me begin the show with, however, now that it is sort of semi-public, we have been like on pins and needles for days and days and days. That was such an obvious shut off and shut on of the microphone. hanging up the phone. Yes, I will tell you that Baby Smith is here.
Little Miss.
And I know everyone has been like just hammering me for like the last 3 days about where Nick is and all of that. Nick is officially on maternity leave as we speak. And congratulations to him and Jen. Everything is fine. Everything is healthy and everything is good to go. And of course, when I had the phone conversation with Nick, Lindsay starts asking me, well, how many pounds and how long? Do you understand that guys don't talk about this stuff?
No, I didn't know that. I really didn't. I kind of assumed that was, you know, there's things.
Why is that so important?
I don't know. It's kind of just, you know,
who decided that was the conversation to have about a newborn baby?
Well, you know, you just kind of want to know the weight and
why?
Well, for one, she was due October 6th.
Well, but so you told me that is an arbitrary number that's picked out of the air. Mm-hmm. So that's really not the answer.
Well, for the ladies that are listening, she was 7.67 pounds and 20 inches long.
Okay, but why does that matter?
It just does.
Why?
I don't know. I'm always curious.
Are you
about
a pediatrician?
It.
Are you a nutritionist? I mean, what is it you're trying to glean from those two facts?
I just I don't know. I don't know. It's important to me. It's important to people. It's important to ladies, maybe.
Why?
I don't know. I just like to know. It's
like, there would be a certain definition that would come along with that, though, right? I mean, you could explain to me, oh, well, here's why it's important.
It's a curiosity thing. You know, whenever your friend, I had a friend who had a 12-pound baby. And he was like, whoa, oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't even know. To most men, I don't think that you would even be able to get a reaction, 7 pounds, 12 pounds.
You wouldn't even know what the average is, probably. No. Yeah, okay. Well, then it wouldn't matter to you, and it's okay. It doesn't make you less, like, caring.
I know that. I don't need you to affirm that. I need you to affirm that it's a weird thing that you guys do.
I won't do that.
Okay, why?
Because it's not weird to me. It's weird to you. So that's just the way it is.
Okay.
No, it's not weird. It's not weird to go, oh, how long was she? How much did she weigh?
I hang up the phone. I mean, I literally hang up the phone. I walk into the other room, and you start peppering me with these questions.
I said, so when was she born? You're like, I don't know. Well, how much did she weigh? I didn't ask. How long was she? I don't know. I mean, you were literally no help at all.
But in what help is that? This is what I'm asking. What do you ascertain from those questions? Oh, she was born at 12:51.
You know why?
Yes.
Because there's really not much more you can report on a baby. It's not like, well, she's fantastic at piano. I mean, she's a brand new baby, you know? So these are like the little facts about her life. And those are important.
Okay.
These are things you don't forget, by the way, as a mother.
Okay.
You know exactly how much your baby was weighed when they were born.
And how much did Zane weigh?
8.1.
8.1. Mm-hmm. 8 pounds, 1 ounce.
21 inches long.
21 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Born at 5:35 a.m.
5:35 a.m.
Pacific time.
Pacific time. So what is that central time? What is there, 3 hours difference?
2 hours. 3 hours. No, 2 hours.
3 hours.
3 hours. I don't remember.
I thought these are the things you carry with you all your life.
I knew what time it was in Seattle.
Okay. Yeah, but you haven't lived there for a very long time.
Yeah, but
doesn't translate.
But I remember what time he was born.
It seems silly.
Bellevue Hospital.
It seems like something that we've just checked off a list and you know, oh, well, this is the important stuff.
To women, it probably is, yes. All right.
And is that a comparison thing?
No.
I mean, is that a bragging thing? Is it a look down thing? Like, oh, well, mine weighed 8.1 and was 2 inches longer.
No.
Okay.
No, you don't ever think, oh, well, their baby was really lightweight. No, it doesn't work that
way. I'm asking why those facts are important.
Because it's just little facts about the little one that you're excited about. And these are just things that are part of her life now, you know? She's here.
I know. Isn't that celebration enough?
Yes. I'm very excited.
Okay. So everybody that's been hassling me for the last 3 days, I'm not the one that was slow with the information. I just had to honor wishes.
Yes. And that's okay. It's all good. She's here now. She's healthy.
Okay.
And beautiful, by the way.
Yes. We were blessed with pictures and all the nine yards. So, Nick is going to be off, next week. And that is something, by the way, that is fairly new in the world,
mm-hmm.
meaning guys taking the maternity leave.
Or paternity leave, yeah.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Well.
I mean, you're off, I mean, but the paternity means like you did something.
Well, no, paternity being father's leave.
No, but I mean, but you're getting a father's leave because you did something.
No, it's more so you can provide assistance.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's why I refer to it as maternity leave because you're there to assist.
Yes.
You didn't really do anything.
Well, you did, but only
a long time ago. I mean, what you now are there is just a support and that's it.
Yes.
So, Nick will be off next week, as will I, at least a part of the week. I was sending out all the information to the guest and guest host and for next week, and they're like, oh, enjoy your well-deserved time off. It's like, it's 2 days.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be gone Wednesday, but you're not off.
I'm not going to be doing the show Wednesday, but I will be in Champaign for a gathering of the brain trust of Newhoff Media. say that in air quotes, as we do whatever we're going to do. Yes, yeah, so Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, I'll be off. Kevin will be in. Dom will be in with Kevin. And then we'll see about Thursday, Friday as we continue. So congratulations to Nick and Jen. And I'm very, very, very happy for them. I'm sorry I had to be very vague with everybody else over the last, what, 3-4 days?
Yeah. But...
we got the call, what, Tuesday overnight?
Overnight. So it was technically
like
Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hey, we're heading in.
Finally got the confirmation like Thursday at 5.
Mm-hmm. But hey, it's okay.
It's a long process.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on.
What happened at Northeast Community Fund yesterday? I know the story was on Nauticator.com. The city has a small home improvement program. Does that mean you have to live in a small home? Does that mean it's a small improvement? What do those two things mean?
Generally, it means for the urban core, and to qualify, you have to kind of be in a particular, you know, financial group, and the repairs on the home are things like, you know, you have roof repair that needs done, or
up to $15,000 per housing unit.
Yes. Or, okay, you know, accessibility issues. If you need a ramp on your porch, or you need, you know, windows repaired instead of broken windows that are boarded up.
Low to moderate income neighborhoods.
Yes. Concentrating also on the elderly and veterans and people like that. So you do have to own your home. But the idea is to be able to allow you to still live there and in quality, so we don't have these issues of, you know, somebody having a leaky roof or having issues with their electricity being, you know, not hooked up properly and things like that. So.
All right. Some of the eligible repairs include, but are not limited to, roofs, porches, exterior stairs, steps, foundation, structural improvements, accessibility improvements for occupants, as you just mentioned, with disabilities, repair or replacement of mechanical systems,
abatement.
Yeah, you don't want that. Exterior painting, trim, and or fascia, tuck point and or masonry, driveways and retaining walls. I'm still kind of confused about the small home improvement program. That means, is the program small or is the home small?
You know, it's a good question. Small home. I imagine that probably, you know, we're not dealing with large, very large homes, but there are older, large homes.
Yes.
So I'm sure those qualify.
So they
as well.
Were at the Northeast Community Fund or Northeast Community Fund giving a $450,000 check to them to.
They're going to be the point of contact for the program.
So they'll be operating the program.
Yes. So applicants will apply with Northeast Community Fund in a very small window. It starts the 26th and ends the 30th. Yes. You have to.
What?
You have to apply during that time at certain hours. And then they'll go through the process after that. So it is a very small window in order to apply for this. And last time they did something like this, they had over 700 applications.
Okay.
So it is something that, you know, is very much needed.
Well, did they do it themselves the last time, or did they do it with another agency?
I think maybe the city handled it last time. So this time it's allowing Northeast Community Fund to be the point of contact.
Okay. So you would think that that would be like very much up front in the story.
Yeah, it was actually not even mentioned till later. It was like, oh, here's buried in there. So there are hours.
Grants to eligible residents will be awarded on a first come, first serve basis. If interested, you must pick up a pre-application in person, because God knows we're flexible on all this, at the Northeast Community Fund during the following times: Monday, September 26th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesday, 4 to 6. Wednesday, 9 to 11 and 1 to 3. Thursday, 4 to 6. Friday, September 30th, 9 a.m. to 11. I don't even see in their press release about this timeline.
It's in there. I think maybe I'm not sure about the press release, but I know that, I mean, I have it in my story.
No. Okay. So what is, I'm confused.
If you have, and there's also a certain map in which it needs to, your home needs to be in, which you can also find. There's a link on Nauticator. So,
okay. So I can go to the story then.
Yes.
And get the details on this. I can get the link to the map. I can do all of that. And when is, I'm not seeing in the story this deadline thing.
The dates of when you can apply, but I can change that, but it is the 26th to the 30th.
When you can apply.
When you can apply, yes.
Okay. And it's only during very specific times during the day, because evidently you can only pick up paperwork during a certain window of time.
I guess. I didn't, you know.
No, I know. This is just, it's always so interesting to me how this stuff is, it's probably federal rules or things that are dictated down the ladder, right?
Yeah, and I imagine with an agency that does a lot of other things, this is kind of one of those.
But wouldn't a pre-application be available online?
I would think so, but I don't know what is involved. I think there's also site checks and things like that they do.
No, but this
afterwards.
Is the pre-application.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you have to pick it up in person from 9 to 11 and 1 to 3 and then 4 to 6 and then 9 to 11.
I hope somebody can pick it up for you if you, you know, what if you work in some of those hours?
All right. The Northeast Community Fund will review all applications. And if you are eligible, you receive a call to schedule an appointment to move forward in the process. You can call Northeast Community Fund with questions, 217-429-5846. They're very good at dealing with people, so I'm sure they will be able to walk you through the process. But there you have $450,000. And where did this money come from? Up to $15,000 per housing unit.
I believe it was a federal grant. Don't quote me on that. It's in the story, but I don't remember that little fact.
It is. Kidder City Council recently approved SHIP, which is being funded by the American Rescue Plan monies. The city presented the Northeast Community Fund with a $450,000 check to begin providing small repair grants up to $15,000 per housing unit to residents of owner-occupied homes in targeted low- to moderate-income neighborhoods. And the American Rescue Plan, wasn't that like a long time ago?
It feels like it was, yes. But again, you know, with COVID, there were so many different things during all of that. It's just so hard to keep track of what was what and what was what for and how much and who it went to. I can't keep track anymore.
Okay.
And they all have acronyms.
They do, as always. All right, let's take the break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. It's chilly out there today.
It is. Today we could also see a slight chance of showers after 4 p.m. Cloudy skies, highs only around 64 today. Tonight, 40% chance of seeing some showers, mainly before 11 p.m. Cloudy and lows around 54. It's going to warm up this weekend. Saturday, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny and highs near 80. And Sunday, sunshine, highs near 74 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 47 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:26. This weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union.
Want more out of banking? You got it at Staley Credit Union. We're unlike a traditional bank. When you join, you own it, so all profits are invested to serve you, like the best technology in digital banking, better rates on loans and savings, and an expert team that knows you on a first-name basis. At Staley Credit Union, you got it. Learn more at staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by member choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Every moment. Hawkins picked it off. Thought about a three. Drives down the lane. Oh! And he slams it in. Every play. Hawkins to Melendez. Every celebration.
And the Big Ten Championship is in champagne.
Illinois basketball season tickets are available now. Be in State Farm Center for every home game this season for as low as $250. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
What did 9 out of 10 people who died from COVID have in common?
They were 50 or older.
And if you have a condition like heart disease or diabetes, your risk is even higher.
COVID vaccines lower the risk of death.
Get your updated vaccine now. It could save your life.
We can do this. Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Who's the guy in the maroon suit?
Cordell. I'm blanking on the last name.
Oh, from the, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm not sure where I stand on the whole maroon suit thing.
I think you have to be able to carry it. You know what I mean? To each his own. And if you like that.
No. This is more a question about my personal comfort. It's like asking about the pounds and the inches and stuff. I don't know. He's with the economic development crew of the city, right?
I believe so.
I don't think I've ever met him. And I realize that we've lived in a different sort of time over the last 2.5, 3 years where things haven't been, you know, all that hospitable towards meeting because we haven't been meeting anyone during COVID and everything else. Yes, that would be him. The maroon suit's an interesting choice, though. I'll give you marks in the bold and audacious category. Okay, getting lots of help here. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The governor is calling on two Democrat lawmakers embroiled in controversies to step down. Pritzker said in a statement, Senators Emile Jones III and Michael Hastings should resign. Jones was charged this week with bribery in connection to a red light camera probe by federal investigators. Hastings is facing domestic violence allegations from his wife, accusations he's denied. The state health department is warning about brightly colored fentanyl appearing on the streets, sometimes resembling sidewalk chalk. The drug has been found by law enforcement agencies in more than a dozen states, with the multicolored opioid appearing in the form of pills, blocks, and powder. Fentanyl and other synthetic opioids contributed to two-thirds of the country's over 107,000 drug overdose deaths last year. In other news, it's Friday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website, nowdecatur.com.
Ann Carrick. As many as 1.6 million Ukrainians were forcibly deported to Russia, according to a U.S. ambassador to the Human Rights Council. This as voting is underway in occupied areas of Ukraine in what the U.S. calls a sham, asking residents if they want to become part of Russia.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the U.N. Security Council Thursday,
"We cannot, we will not allow President Putin to get away with it."
The vote continues through Tuesday of next week.
Fox's Jill Nato. Hurricane Fiona now battering Bermuda. Philippe Papine is with the National Hurricane Center.
It currently has maximum sustained winds of 130 miles per hour, so that makes it a Category 4 hurricane. And right now it's moving to the north-northeast at 21 miles per hour.
Fiona's next landfall is expected to be Canada's eastern coast. Hurricane warnings are posted for Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Newfoundland. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Tom Brinkotter, designated managing broker and owner of Brinkotter Realtors. With mortgage rates on the rise, a buildup of homes on the market won't be far behind. I'd encourage anyone thinking of selling their home to have a conversation with your Brinkotter agent now. Waiting much longer will mean more competition, less buyer demand, and a missed opportunity to get the most potential value for your home. Go to Brinkotter.com to connect with one of our agents today or give us a call at 217-875-0555.
Taking a look at your News Channel 20 storm team forecast for today. 30% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m. Cloudy and highs near 64 today. For tonight, we do have a slight chance of showers before 11 p.m. Cloudy with lows around 54. For your Saturday, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny and warming up. Highs around 80. And Sunday, sunshine, highs near 75 degrees. Right now, it is 47 degrees in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time is 6:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Let's take the time, but the check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
We are back here on a Friday, and we will get this show through and done and put into the books and then take a little time off next week. And once again, Baby Smith is here. If you want any more information, you're going to have to talk to the parents. By the way, was the weight and the inches listed in the social media post?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Because they're...
You guys are just robots.
That would be a question asked, yeah. So.
Okay. I still don't have any idea why that's important. I mean, are you, like, trying for an MBA contract already? I mean, what is it you're doing? I don't get it.
I put on the trading card.
I don't understand it at all. All right, back here on a Friday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. The Daily Herald is in the news with a lot of controversy over the last couple of days, and most of it carrying out on Capital Facts. It's the third largest newspaper in the state of Illinois. So you got the Sun-Times, excuse me, you got the Tribune, and you have the Daily Herald. And it's suburban Chicago's largest daily newspaper. Now, I don't know, are you familiar with this story at all?
No. Okay.
Dan Proft, who puts out these fake newspapers that people get in their mailbox, right? He's a Republican operative. He's been on our show before.
Yes.
Years ago, he ran for an office. I don't think he even lives here anymore, but he's still involved in Illinois politics. He's still, you know, and he is that the people who play by the rules.
Yes, the play by the rules pack
guy now is his latest iteration in all this. And they send these fake newspapers to people's mailboxes all around the state of Illinois. And it'll be like Pritzker's daughter partying during COVID. And it's pictures from like Lollapalooza.
Like recent? Like
yeah.
Recently?
Well, there was, I mean, you couldn't be at Lollapalooza if there wasn't a Lollapalooza.
This is true. Okay. Yes.
So I hate to state the obvious there, but you fell into that whole sort of, well, is that a recent Lollapalooza?
No, what I meant was there wasn't some Lollapaloozas during COVID. Yeah.
So it'd be hard to get a picture of when there wasn't a Lollapalooza. Yeah. So it turns out that the Daily Herald's parent company is printing and mailing these things by contract. And the Daily Herald has spent months and months and months talking about disinformation and all of the fake news and all of the online stuff. And they've editorialized and held meetings while their parent company is actually delivering the fake news to your mailbox.
Hmm.
Paddock Publications is the name of the organization that is the ownership group of the Daily Herald. And so the Daily Herald is putting out editorials and bemoaning the fact of all the voter misinformation and all of the sham stuff that's out there while their parent company is literally profiting off of doing that very thing by printing and mailing these fake newspapers. They have various different names. There's a number of them. People have gotten these all over. They're horrible. I mean, it's propaganda crap is what it is. If I got it in my mailbox, and I don't think we've ever received any, but I've seen plenty of images of the headlines and the photos over the last number of months. So you're going, oh, woe is me, you know, the state of journalism and why, you know, nobody respects and this is horrible. And your parent company is doing it. They're not creating it. They're just taking the money to print and mail it.
Which, you know, if you're going to say there's no trust in the media anymore and that's not fair, well, this is how you get that.
The other side of that argument would be we are in a business and it's capitalism. And if the plumber who's paying us to print a mailer to mail to people, I mean, we're not in charge of the morality of what people buy our services. I mean, this is business side of this.
Yeah, I see that side, too.
But it's a little different in that you're sitting there telling everybody, lecturing everybody about the truth in media and why people can't trust things when your company is basically doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, the fallout of this is, once this was made public this week, and I'm not a subscriber to the Daily Herald. I don't spend really any time at the Daily Herald. It doesn't have any connection to me and my life in any way. But it's the third largest newspaper in the state of Illinois.
And that says something.
Well,
people.
I mean, it's, you know, outside of the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times, it is the third largest. So they were going to be hosting a gubernatorial debate along with I think the Illinois Associated Press editors group or whatever, okay, with Darren Bailey and Governor Pritzker. Governor Pritzker, after this became public, pulled out of that debate and said, not going to do it. And he also said, this has nothing to do with the journalists that work at this newspaper and the hard work they do bringing the truth to people. This is about the parent company adding to, I mean, these papers, these fake papers are like bashing his daughter. And his, I mean, it's horrible, gossipy, yellow journalism stuff. And the ownership group behind the Daily Herald was at least responsible for delivering it to your mailbox.
And I, that's understandable. And, you know, this is the thing with debates. If you really don't, you know, it seems like we don't have as many debates, but they can find any good reason.
I think the debates are and always have been an absolute waste of time anyway. They're you talk about a sham. That's every debate that's happened in the last 25 years. So senior management of Paddock Publications sends out a letter. Then yesterday they've made the decision to cancel commercial printing jobs with LGIS, which is the group that's behind the Dan Prof fake newspapers. Mm-hmm. As an independent newspaper publisher, we want no part of the flame-throwing accusations taking place between Governor J.B. Pritzker and LGIS. Many critics cannot or refuse to differentiate between a commercial printing operation for which the parent company, Paddock Publications, has many customers and the Daily Herald's editorial mission to be unbiased and fair. You're blurring your own lines.
You really are. But then at the same time, I kind of wondered this question. We run, for instance, the people that play by the rules pack spots.
That's paid for advertising.
But isn't this also paid for commercial printing?
No. Well, it is, but it's not. But none of it says it's a paid political advertisement. When you get it in your mailbox, it doesn't say it's a paid political advertisement. It falls in those gray areas. I mean, clearly that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But because it doesn't endorse anyone, because it doesn't say vote for Darren Bailey, it's not considered political advertising.
Wow.
And you also know that in the commercial breaks between what we do, these are paid ads. This is being sent to people's mailbox as what appears to be a news publication.
Well, and this is a question maybe you know the answer to. Do we have to play by rules that if we take one kind of ad, we have to take them all? Mm. I mean, in political advertising.
This isn't technically, yes, there are gray areas and all of that. By the way, those rules are not set up by us at all. They're set up because we're a broadcast company. Those are set up by the federal government.
But I don't know if they have a commercial printing side.
But what they say, though, is paid for by blah, 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 blah. There are rules that are involved. In this print area, it's not that. You just get what appears to be some sort of weekly or sneaky, biweekly sneaky sort of newspaper thing that looks like a newspaper. And it's not clear that it's advertising, which it is. So on Thursday morning, once again, back to the senior management of Paddock Publications, on Thursday morning came a public news release from Pritzker's campaign manager excoriating us for the print job. No one from Pritzker's office had contacted the company regarding its concerns and instead sent out a news release announcing it would withdraw from the upcoming online forum with his Republican opponent, Darren Bailey, because of the printing issue. The Daily Herald arranged for the forum on behalf of the Illinois Associated Press Media Editors Group, which represents since dozens of newspapers around the state. The joint forum was created to provide a variety of papers, access to the candidates. Senior company leaders sought an audience with Pritzker Thursday afternoon, but he was unavailable. Instead, campaign manager Olin agreed to meet with us. Senior management outlined our position on the printing, but Olin would not commit to the governor's on the governor's behalf to participate in the forum. Withdrawing from the forum would be a great disservice to voters. So you try to have it both ways. You're saying we're canceling this thing that we've been doing for a long time, but Pritzker didn't reach out to us. I don't know why he should. I mean,
he's doing a disservice to you for what? Yeah, he's doing a disservice to voters by not participating. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And then Dan Proft, people who play by the rules, PAC president, issued a statement saying Little Lord Fauntleroy threw a tantrum and got his way. The Daily Herald is just another staffer in Pritzker's comm shop, which masquerades as the Chicago Press Corps. They were exposed as horror of horrors capitalists, so now they must renounce a longstanding client. The Horace response from the Herald is surprising, hardly. Like Cato's letters, the papers will continue to be printed and distributed, even if we have to return to the Gutenberg press and must enlist fair-minded people across Illinois who want the truth, not Pritzker's truth, to hand deliver them door-to-door. The truth of Lord Pritzker's reign will be told. So that's like can we have a little more drama? There?
Yeah. Good grief.
All of this for something that goes straight to my garbage can.
It does. It does. It's like, okay, junk, 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 junk. Oh, there's one thing. The rest of that goes. It goes. I haven't seen one of these before, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they look like you get them in your mailbox. They look like sort of a weird size sort of weekly newspaper. And people do fall for this stuff because it looks like it. You know, if it looks like it, smells like it, walks like, you know, test, it looks like a newspaper. And it, Pritzker's daughter, you know, partying through COVID. And they don't tell you the pictures from Lollapalooza, which didn't happen during COVID.
And yeah, and there are people, particularly of particular age group, that fall for these kind of things.
Oh, they're the same people that think, well, it's in an email.
Yes. If it's on the internet, it must be true.
Right. I mean, they do a lot of this. Now, whatever. I mean, there's a gazillion reasons why. I mean, everybody is dealing and double dealing down on cheating in this way in advertising. They're all doing it. You know, the Democratic Governors Association spent $53 million in ads on Darren Bailey, on other
promoting Darren Bailey.
Well, I mean, as an extremist, you know, I mean, they were, you know, so they'll say, well, we were just telling the truth. Well, Dan Proft says the same thing.
Lord Fauntleroy.
Lord and then, you know, newspapers who already are in trouble in every regard, you know, financially. And then it comes out like, oh, well, your editorial board and your press, you're talking about all this misinformation and bemoaning about. And then your parent company sells you out like this. I feel bad for the people that work there.
I do, too. I do, too.
Because they didn't have any process or part of this process in making the decision to take money for this other thing. And then on the other side, I see like, okay, well, I mean, everybody that's sending out direct mail to you, RD, red, blue, they're all lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
So is this more of a sham than Mike Madigan's office sending 73 direct mail pieces that Sue Scheer is going to save your Social Security? No.
Where she has absolutely no power to do so.
Right. I mean, so it's hard to get a little bit pregnant.
Doesn't Proft own a media group too, a news group?
That's this stuff, this fake stuff that it is.
But I mean, the one that was previously like a subscriber we used, and then I think he bought that, didn't he?
I can't keep track of all of it. Most of it is just doing whatever, you know, what the guy does. And listen, you can be whatever about him. I mean, he's a political operative, just like every other political operative that's ever been out there. And you can't, if you think the thing is, oh, one side. Well, James Carville, I mean, they all do this.
Yes. I just don't know what the end game is. I mean, if he doesn't even maybe live here anymore.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what does that mean?
I mean, is it just like being a kingmaker and putting people in like chess pieces?
He makes a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's a ton of money to be made in politics. For the people, not for the politicians, that's when they get to office, then that's what they end up going to jail for. But on the way to office, there's a lot of money that's spent. And a lot of relationships that are built. And so when these big, like Uline or whatever his name is, like, you know, they make these donations, they give it to those, you know, people who play by the rules pact. And that pact makes commission off of all of what they do and the ad buys they do and the print pieces and all. I mean, there's a ton of money to be made. A ton.
And he's raking it in.
And he's still a co-host on, I don't know, what is it, WIND, one of the AMs in Chicago?
Yes, I remember that. He had to go off the air for a while whenever he was running
for governor or whatever. Yeah. He's there. He does that with Amy Jacobson. So don't discount the dollars that are made. I don't believe this is all just partisan. I'm sure there's a lot of money. Yeah, he was with us back in 2010.
Wow. Like, is that when he ran?
Yeah, he did. We were on location somewhere doing a remote when he came down and he was like on the show. I remember that. Like, I don't, all of this stuff is the same to me. I mean, the people that have the moral outrage about this don't have the moral outrage about their side and vice versa. It always happens this way. But if you're going to be an editorial board and if you're going to be, you know, a newspaper and you're going to cry and whine about the integrity of news and then your parent company is selling you out, you got no room to be mad at Pritzker. You ought to be mad at your own company.
Yeah. And we've seen news organizations, editorial boards actually call out their own parent companies for this kind of thing before.
I will tell you that I remember one of the groups that he was behind was also the group that put that commercial on about Governor Rauner that we as a station canceled.
Yes. I do remember that.
Jeannie Ives and that whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horrible
spot
commercial. And they really are tacky as all get out on the whole nine yards of the way they operate. There's no doubt. But they're not even, but to act like they and they alone are the only people in the Illinois that play this roll up your sleeves and hard knuckle politics. Come on. Please.
It's so gross. It's so gross.
Listen, you're walking in like the guy in Casablanca, shocked that there's gambling going on. So now the governor has said, by the way, that they will look at reengaging with the debate thing now that they have made this announcement.
And canceled that.
I just don't know who sits in what office and goes, well, you know, I don't conflict of interest. How do you, because I imagine they're so hard pressed for money.
There's the penny counters going, we really need this.
And well, you know what? That's exactly right. Let me strike everything I just said in that last 30 seconds. I absolutely understand exactly why they took the money, because I work with people every day that do that exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. And they're in a particularly
desperate
time.
And they don't even
understand
what conflict of interest even means.
No idea how that might tumble down and affect other relationships.
And then that's why then they always come out with one of these releases. And you go, what is wrong with you? And you go, well, that's who they are. Literally. Little Lord Fauntleroy. That thing gets thrown around a lot. Do you think anybody even really knows who that is?
Absolutely not, because I don't.
Huh?
I don't know who Little Lord Fauntleroy is, but I can tell you I know the phrase.
Is it Fauntleroy?
Fauntleroy?
Or is it Fauntleroy?
Fauntleroy. I don't even know who it is. Why would I know how to pronounce it?
No, because you were very, very specific about it.
It's just I've heard it before, so I just use it because it sounds smart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? What is it? Who is Little Lord? Is it a?
He was a boy from New York who was told that he was an heir to an English earldom and whisked away, and then the identity was challenged, and it was a whole that he thought he was king or whatever.
So what does this have to do with Pritzker?
Oh, because he's, you know, the Hyatt family. You know, it's all the Hyatt money.
But he actually is part of the Hyatt family.
Well,
I mean, yes. He's not just claiming he
it
is.
Means, well, if you are using it as an insult, it means pampered. It means excessively sort of spoiled, that kind of thing.
I just feel like you could use something better.
Something more modern, something that would like...
Yeah, that people would understand. I don't know, just better. Is this so?
He also used Cato in the response as well, so, you know.
And also, how many times did he use the word whorish?
Once.
Three times I counted.
No, Horace was once. Cato was once. Little Lord Fauntleroy was once. And rain, you know, which is an interesting, like when somebody has a rain, R-E-I-G-N, a rain. It's all very.
Over dramatic.
It's a bit Lord much. Of the Rings.
Yes.
It's all very Tolkien.
Father of.
Yes.
Corn.
Yes. No, he said whore of whores. That's different. That's an H. And then whore-ish with the W.
Yeah. Okay.
So there you have it. Anyway, not a good look for the newspaper. Not a good look at all for the Daily Herald. And I feel bad for the beat writers that work for the Herald because this is completely out of their control. And then they are the first ones that people will just go fake news.
And their editorial board who puts their own reputation on the line.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Those people have nothing to do with this, although now you can't separate the two. Here is Lindsay Romano with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Back with more after this.
Today, starting off beautiful, but we could see a 30% chance of showers after 4 p.m. Cloudy skies, a little cool today with highs around 64. Tonight, 40% chance of some showers after 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy, lows around 54. Warming back up this weekend, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny on Saturday with highs near 80. And Sunday, sunshine. Highs near 74 degrees. Right now it is 47 degrees in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time is 6:55.
Did you know one of the many ways the Community Foundation of Macon County supports our community is through grants? Hi, this is Rachel Moran, Director of Communications for the Community Foundation of Macon County, and I'm here to share that we are accepting applications for our Impact 100 grant from September 1st to October 1st. Each year, the Impact 100 grant supports nonprofit programs that build capacity and support individual and community well-being. This year's funding focus supports mental health, social enrichment, and engagement programming. Nonprofit organizations are encouraged to apply. The Community Foundation of Macon County and its donors are committed to strengthening our community and creating a better quality of life for all. It is through the generosity of our donors that programs like the Impact 100 grant sustain Macon County for generations to come. For more information on the Impact 100 grant, please visit our website at MaconCountyGives.org or call 217-429-3000.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. District 61 Spotlight coming up next. We also will check in with Tony from the Key Team,
kind of like Jenny on the Block. He has a home for sale, and we'll tell you about it with the Brinkouter Home Highlight coming up. And then a little later today, man, did I watch a powerful documentary last night. Powerful. About Sidney Poitier. Do the kids know who Sidney is?
Probably not.
Does Dom know who Sidney is?
Does Dom know who Sidney Poitier is? Oh, she does.
Okay, good. It's on Apple TV, and it is amazing. I mean amazing. I was just, you know, when you get a really good documentary and you're just transfixed with someone's story, right? And particularly somebody who was an actor that you kind of think you know just from the movie roles, right? But then you find out about the life. Man, was it good. We'll be back right after this.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The city of Decatur is launching an owner-occupied small home improvement program, or SHIP, and residents will be able to apply for assistance to make repairs to their homes. The city council recently approved SHIP, which is being funded by money from the American Rescue Plan. The city has presented the Northeast Community Fund with $450,000 to begin providing small repair grants of up to $15,000 per housing unit to residents of homes in targeted low to moderate income neighborhoods. Applications will be...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.